Alex says, on TV, Rabakina seems more vulnerable than usual. Is that also true on site? He also wants to know, did Gigi have a boar saucisson rather than a sausage?
It was sanglier saucisson.
It wasn't easy for you to say.
It was saucisson, which was unusual in its taste, if I'm honest. Serve through the centre of the court from Paolini. Snatch back on the forehand from Rabakina. Rabakina nets cross court. She's not moving that well so far today, Rabakina. And would you believe Paolini's going for a hat trick of love holds against the world number four with the break to move her to 4-2.
I think if you'd offered Paolini before this match, you're going to have break points in all Rabakina's games, and you're going to break one of them, and you're going to hold really comfortably on all your service games, she'd have taken that.
Oh, she'd have bitten your arm off.
And in answer to your question, Alex, yes, Rabakina certainly does look very vulnerable. Things have not clicked for her, for whatever reason.
She's inside the baseline, she hits the top of the net, she hangs her head, she looks up to her box. Stefan Vukov being a little bit more gestury. Another new word there, gestury. And it's 4-2 and three love holes for Paolini, who's in dreamland at the moment, but she will not rest on her laurels because she's still facing a very dangerous player in Elena Rybakina.
Yes, logic and experience of watching Elena Rybakina and her achievements would all suggest that at some point she's going to click into gear. Now, that may not happen, but you do feel that she can play an awful lot better than she is.
So, Rybakina came forward off the return of serve, completely mishit the ball, looks down at the clay as if to blame it. The ball shoots off into the stands, and it's love 15-2-4. So now Rybakina's up on her toes, and there's a couple of sort of mild words from Stefan Vukov. He's looking at his watch, probably checking the time we're at, which is 22 minutes. Serve kicks up out wide, the backhand's placed up the line, forehand is netted.
Obviously, we're talking a lot about the fact that Rybakina has not, for whatever reason, brought her A game so far today. But obviously, you know, it takes two players out there. Paolini has started really well. And there is a reason why she's in the quarterfinals of Roland Garros. She has earned her place just as much as anybody else, and certainly just as much as Rybakina.
Serve down the tee, inside the base, with the backhand to the centre of the court. Backhand swung cross court and wide from Rybakina. Just take a little look.
Paolini is experienced enough to know that she needs to make this count.
Well, how about this? 11 unforced errors already for Rybakina to the one from Paolini. Paolini just edging the winners 6-5. 15-30, serve down the tee, a loftable back through the middle of the court. The forehand is loose and long and loopy. Break points again on the Rybakina serve. Two of them convert here, and Paolini serves for a very comfortable first set. Should be a set away from the Roland Garros semi-finals. Serve down the tee, it's a beast of a serve that adds to the ace count, moves to five aces.
And to quote John McEnroe, chalk flew up on that one. Absolutely plumb on the line from Rybakina. Still in trouble here, though.
Needs another big serve. She'll have another go at it because it shot off the top of the net but landed in the service box. The ball boy, bless him, was so focused, didn't realise she needed another ball. She doesn't keep the spare ball, just turn around and has another one because this is a first serve. Serve down the tee, the forehand, the inside out forehand play from Paolini. Paolini at break point hammers it to the forehand. That's a miss hit. It will find the court. Low to the feet, Rybakina, who tees off with a forehand, a beautiful forehand line winner to level up at juice.
Well, that's the Rybakina we've come to know, the one we've come to expect, particularly in these big matches.
25 minutes played. Juice. She's going to get herself out of another hole here, Rybakina. Misses the serve down the tee. The scurrying feet of the ball boys. They're back into position at the back of the court behind Paolini. Paolini goes even further back. Now, it's a double fault. There was absolutely no pressure on the Rybakina serve with Paolini moving back, moving deeper in the court, and she has a third opportunity for a 5-2 lead.
Paolini is playing well, but she's also getting an awful lot of help from Rybakina at this stage.
First serve goes out wide. It's flicked through the middle of the court. Inside in goes Rybakina, and she's missed. She has missed, and she has broken for a second time in this first set. And very shortly, Jasmine Paolini will be serving for the first set at 5-2 after 26 minutes.
Well, this is what the Australians might call a head-scratcher. It's a confusing scoreline, isn't it? And it's one of those scorelines that lots of people around Roland Garros, you know, in the media centre or strolling around, if they see a scoreboard, will do a double take and check back and make sure they've got the names the right way round. Because this isn't what anyone expected to see. And I say that with lots and lots of respect to Jasmina Paolini, who's, as I keep saying, played very well today and played very well throughout this tournament. But Rybakina is a class act. She's a fourth seed here. She's been in Grand Slam finals, won Grand Slam titles. She's been one of the best players of the last 2 years, without question, for me. And she is a phenomenal talent with significant weapons. At the moment, those weapons are misfiring very badly.
They certainly are. First player out, Rybakina. Jasmine Paolini.
So Sarah in Brisbane has noted Jennifer Capriati would be one of the players we're looking for. We're looking for 10 players, 10 women, who have an I at the end of their name, who've reached the semi-finals or better at Roland Garros.
5-2. Paolini serving for the set at 5-2. This is the first serve. New balls in play. Didn't show the new ball to Rybakina. It knows what to expect. Cuts that second serve short. The forehand is lofted in court. The backhand is swung cross court by Paolini. Paolini with double-handed backhand to the feet, to the backhand through the middle of the court for Rybakina. Rybakina opens the forehand and goes cross court. And then she goes back behind. And there is no way that Rybakina can make that move to get back into position. And Paolini is 3 points from the set.
A player, incidentally, that Max hasn't included is Li Na. And I would say that...
Oh, yes.
It depends on how you say the Chinese name. They don't necessarily use surnames in the same way as us, but Li would, I think, be the equivalent of surname. So I would include Li Na.
2 points from the set, Jasmine Paolini. 28 minutes played, 5-2, 30 love. Paolini serves down the tee and she aces. She gets her first ace of the match and it brings up triple set points. And again, she's looking to have no points against the Paolini serve in this first set. It's truly astonishing. Serves down the tee. The forehand slam through the middle of the court. Inside out forehand. The backhand cross court from Rybakina. Rybakina with the backhand down the line. She's got it. And she has a point on the Paolini serve.
Well, every now and again in this first set, we've had flashes of the Rybakina that we expected to see, haven't we? And there was an example. Sudden moments of brilliance. But what she hasn't been able to do is been able to string those moments of brilliance together. And instead, what we've had is moments of brilliance followed by aberrations.
Good serve, equally good return. Rybakina with a short ball goes cross court and wide. Way too many unforced errors from Elena Rybakina. 16 in total from the Kazakh, but just 1 point lost on the Paolini serve, which is truly extraordinary. Yes, she had a helping hand, but boy, did she settle well. And she played her game. She was not distracted by anything that was going on. And she takes it in half an hour by 6-2.
You can only play the person in front of you and you're not responsible for how they play. And Paolini has done her part to get into this position. She hasn't been overawed by the occasion, by the opponent, by the crowd, by this beautiful court. But she will know that Rybakina can play an awful lot better than this. She will be ready for the fight back when it comes, if it comes. And Rybakina has a lot of work to do, but she has ample weapons to be able to do that. So we shall see. A couple of those other names. What have we got so far on the players whose names end in I, who have been in the Roland Garros semi-finals and singles? Capriati, Irani we've had, of course, who's, as we've been saying, is something of a mentor to Paolini. Sabatini. Roberta Vinci would be the other Italian. Eva Maioli, of course, a champion here. Beat, trying to think what year Maioli won, 97? I'm going to say, could be wrong. You should get this. She's been doing a lot of interviews here at Roland Garros. A friend of Radio Roland Garros, of course, Marion Bartoli. Sabina Lisicki. Virginia Ruzici.
Just reading a tweet from Quentin Moynet from L'Equipe, which says that Novak Djokovic decided to take an operation Wednesday morning.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 12 local time, broadcasting live from Paris and bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
The minimum recovery is 3 weeks. He won't be allowed to play Wimbledon. His participation in the Olympics depends on his reaction to the intervention. And that's just coming. That's a quote information from the French sports newspaper L'Equipe. Right, we're underway with the second set. A blink of an eye, we're up and running. And Rybakina, 15 love. First game, second set. We'll be changing the commentary team in around 5 minutes. Sophie is here, just waiting. But I believe Simon, is it? The off forehand return, the double handed backhand cross court. Rybakina goes inside in, forehand whip cross court onto the line. Finishes her slide, Paolini, while fist pumping the winning of the point.
Are you saying Simon, is it, because you've forgotten his name? Or because you've forgotten who's coming in and after us? Is it Simon? Is that his name?
The second one. Because I'm already working on the schedule for tomorrow, so everything starts blending into one, which is why every now and then I might say day 12, because I'm already ahead on day 12. But it is day 11.
There have been a lot of days, and some of them have been really, really long.
Yes.
We know Sophie's coming in. We know that
much. Well, we've heard Sophie for about the last 20 minutes. Back, Rybakina, middle of the court. The off backhand from Paolini. Paolini with a backhand cross court down her haunches. The stretch from Rybakina goes cross court. Just looking ungainly on the clay today, Rybakina.
Well, she's just very much below par. And you know, maybe she's not feeling well. Maybe it's very hard to believe that she's overawed by the situation, given the level of experience she had. And while Paolini's playing well, Paolini is not playing lights-out tennis. She's playing sensible, measured, assured tennis.
Yeah, she's not having to, is she? 15-30, serve out wide on the angle, the backhand cross court. Rybakina goes inside out, and it was a clever play because she went back behind Paolini.
Do you feel like if the Rybakina fight back's going to come, it needs to come fairly soon? Obviously, it needs to come in this set, it goes without saying, but I just feel like she needs to find herself. She's not looking herself.
No, she's not. And even her team, Stefan Vukov, has now put the Yonex jumper over the Yonex T-shirt. He's got the hood up. Still fiddling with his watch, but he's even not being that irate. So whether he knows something, as in how she's feeling before she went out there, or he just have huge amounts of faith that she will turn it around as she holds. And she is on the board in the second set, holding serve for one game to love.
Well, I have to say, I have faith that she will turn it around, but she needs to do something fairly quickly. There is a chance, of course, that Paolini, when she gets close to finding herself in a Roland Garros semi-final, may start to have a bit of a wobble, show some vulnerability, and that will give Rybakina the spur that she needs. We'll see how this plays out, but definitely we are seeing Elena Rybakina in about second gear so far. Lots and lots of unforced errors. She's an aggressive player. She's an attacking player at her best. So you are going to get the odd errors. But those, it's not that sort of error. It's not overhitting because she's going for it too much. It's very strange, floaty balls that land a metre side of the tram line.
Break points in all her service games in the first set. And Paolini dropped 1 point on serve. Paolini through the middle of the court with a backhand. Cross-court backhand from Rybakina. Rybakina goes through the centre again. Very deep from Rybakina. She does draw the error and she gets love 15.
Gigi, have you met Simon?
Nice, isn't it? I was trying to remember who is next in our schedule. And I made the point, it's because I'm already doing Thursdays and Fridays schedule, so I'm getting a little confused in my old age. Off forehand return from Rybakina, who steps back and launches into an inside-out forehand, sits up, backhand brought down, cross-court Paolini. Paolini with a backhand, cross-court, zipping up, the stretch up the line from Rybakina. Rybakina settles for a forehand, but she misses. Another unforced error off the racket of the Kazakh.
Oh, what's Sophie bought? She's bought gifts.
It's quite heavy. What is it? What is it? What is it?
I don't. Well, it's some sort of pastry.
Thick dish.
Some baked good. Yeah, it's a baked good.
They're called financiers.
Financiers. Oh, excellent.
And some have almonds and some are plain. Those are my favorite baked goods.
So they're cakes that are good at maths.
Yeah. They're so good.
Don't shake your
very
head at me.
Very soft.
I got such a disapproving head shake from the Empress just now. I feel
of
withered.
Of your comments?
Of my comments.
Sun's come out.
Did you see that? Lovely, I didn't even. It? I went like, uh-huh.
Well, you're very kind, Sophie.
Hello. How are you?
Out wide, the forehand through the middle of the court, the forehand down the line for Rybakina, who comes forward and she volleys, clips top net, gets it in, but the court is open and Paolini finds the court and she moves to 30-15.
It is crazy, isn't it, Sophie? It's not certainly not what any of us expected to see at this stage of this quarterfinal.
Well, what's crazy is that I believe she only lost 1 point on her serve in the opening set.
And that was in the last game.
Yeah. Paolini,
and she had break points on all the Rybakina serves.
You would think it would be the opposite, if anything.
Well, that's what I was saying. I think anyone walking around looking at scoreboards would think they got the names in the wrong place.
Backhand to backhand, cross court, they go the redirection. Oof, that's a peach of a shot from Rybakina. A little fist pump, first of those we've seen, and it's 30 all. Starting to put a little bit of pressure on now.
Well, I feel like we're waiting for the revival to happen, and it could be one or two big shots.
Having picked her to win the title, I'm waiting for the revival. Paolini serves and she runs around the back and hits the forehand. Looks a bit crunched up there, bunched up, and she's not moving her feet, and then just really bunched up on those shots, Rybakina. And it is game point, Paolini.
She's never the most expressive player on court, but to me, she looks particularly flat today. And again, we have a winner followed by a really uncharacteristic and unforced error.
It's game point, Paolini. Forehand from Rybakina, cross court. Ooh, side edge of the sideline from Rybakina. She settles, she goes back there again, but she misses on the follow-up. It's another unforced error. She looks down at the clay, she looks up at her box, and Paolini's held, and it's one game all.
Yeah, I like the way you put it. She's not the most expressive. I would put it the other way. She's probably the least expressive on the tour.
She keeps her emotions in.
As I can't watch my tip for the title probably going to wobble and fall out, I have to leave the commentary box. We're getting a little bit too much. But Simon is here. And Simon's going to be alongside Sophie. And Eleanor, you can stay or leave.
you have a choice.
I think it's important to let Sophie shine.
Sophie would be happy for you to stay.
If you're making any more of those lame jokes, you've got to go.
Right.
I knew someone else would agree with me.
You need to have a little pastry before you go. Please, try them. They're delicious. I haven't tried them, but I can tell.
So everyone seems to be surprised about Jasmine Paolini's performance today, but I'm not.
No, I'm not. The way she's playing, that's the perfect game probably to bother Rybakina when you think about she's probably one of the fastest, low center of gravity.
Yeah.
You're very welcome for the nice financier.
And an ace. There's an ace.
That'll
definitely help. Oh, Paolini. I mean, Paolini's had a great year. I mean, to get to be seeded 12.
Actually started, I think, in November when playing in the good, huh? They all agree they're like shaking their heads
very nice,
in the right way. Very good.
Started in November.
Started in November, sorry, at the Billie Jean Cup. I mean, she played some tremendous tennis there, and she's sure a figure. And the way that her ranking moved up so fast. And she's now closing in on the... Is she going to make the top 10 on the live ranking?
She's 13 right now, I think. I imagine she is. We can check that. That's a huge double fault from Rybakina.
Well, I'm sure
And it's 15:30.
Yeah, she's winning here. That's
I'd say so.
Highly possible.
First quarterfinal at Roland Garros. Trying to become the fourth Italian woman to make the semis. She gets a nice angle on the forehand, then she gets to a backhand from Rybakina, but misses on the full stretch. She has a brilliant ability to redirect that ball from wide out wide. We've seen some great forehands.
Yeah, she had a tough time against Avanesyana. I was actually on the Susan Lenglen when they were playing. First opening set, she lost, but she was completely outplayed and making so many errors.
Another one.
Yeah, well, from the racket of Rybakina here.
Yeah.
But so many errors from Paolini in that first set, and especially one thing that worked really well is any kind of high ball loopy with topspin to Paolini, because she's very short. And it's not Rybakina's game, so it's not easy for her to do that.
Rybakina's facing a break point here. 1-1, 30-40. Paolini, standing next to Rybakina, it really is like little and large, but she moves so well. She's attacking this backhand return, and Rybakina sticks out a racket. It's not good enough. And that is the break of serve for Jasmine Paolini. And Italy could be having another semi-finalist here. Jannik Sinner having ascended to number one already, after Novak Djokovic's withdrawal.
Yeah, it's going to be soon called the Italian flavor here in Paris.
2-1 with a break to Paolini.
So I'm looking, trying to see actually the live ranking to see, but I know I checked that she was for sure going to be 13.
I imagine she must be pretty close to the top 10.
She has to, because what did she do last year here? We know she didn't definitely reach the semifinal, so... Pauline, there she is.
Having a change of ball, boys and girls. They scoot off the court to be replaced by new selection.
Yeah, she's 13, I have a feeling.
On the live ranking still?
On the live ranking, she's 13, but I think that might get her right at the edge.
Let's see.
Especially with Zhang lost.
We can have a quick look here. Yeah, she's still 13, but if she wins today, she would go up into number 10.
She was right at the edge, which she will be considered being in the top 10 by that token.
She would deserve it with
and
a run to the semis here.
Deserve it.
She's serving at 2-1. Backhand return is really lame from Rybakina. Just drifts wide into the tram lines. Paolini really playing some great tennis, and Rybakina doesn't seem to know what to do. She waits for the first serve. Keep all your messages coming in. Thank you very much.
One thing she needs to do is attacking the second serve.
There is a second serve to attack, and she doesn't really do that much with it. Just plays it straight back down the middle, and Paolini can rally with her, but eventually the Italian goes long. Happy Me says, Sophie, j'adore les financiers. Trop bon,
I'm not the only one.
And Marie says, Rybakina's walking gingerly. Is it blisters?
Yeah, well,
maybe.
I know, it's so hard to tell these players because she's already normally walking kind of, gingerly. She's never somebody who you can feel like she's on any kind of springs.
For somebody her size, Jasmine Paolini, serving very well on the first serve especially, and she responds to the big flat forehand return from Rybakina by starting to try and pull the Kazakh out of position. Now Rybakina can attack on the forehand, and the forehand is mishit from Paolini and goes wide, and it's 15-30.
Yeah, you think about, what Eleanor was saying. I mean, for sure, Paolini hasn't been in that situation very often, and I think it will be difficult to close the match. And, and what if it gets tighter, she's going to maybe ask herself some questions, for sure.
Just 5'4", Paolini, compared to the 6 feet tall of Elena Rybakina. Paolini serves, misses, going out wide. second serve to the backhand of Rybakina. It's a good return down the line, and she comes forward, and the return goes in the net.
Yeah, very different on this one. Much more aggressive, coming forward, as you mentioned, to the net, asking the question, and that is what Rybakina needs to do. I'm actually tempted to say that she might even try to really be more aggressive on the set, on the first serve as well.
Yeah.
Paolini is not the biggest server, definitely on the second serve, there's no doubt.
Rybakina having trouble just returning in general. So there's a better one. That's a good forehand from Paolini up the line, and then Rybakina gets there on the backhand side. Whipped forehand from the Italian. Slice forehand just goes long on the stretch from Rybakina. Yeah, that was better, though.
That was much better. But, you know, again, let's see if she's able to put a first serve here once again with a breakback point for Rybakina.
Five bounces the ball quickly into her position to serve. 30-40 serves out wide to Rybakina's backhand. Then she goes back behind the Italian onto the baseline. Rybakina digs it out on the half volley. Never into a baseline rally, forehand to forehand. Paolini pushed back by the power from Rybakina, who goes inside out. Backhand from Paolini is a good one. Rybakina does well just to hook it back into court. Takes all the pace off, bit extra height. Drop shot from Paolini. Here's an excellent choice and an excellent shot.
Yeah, that's another thing that she does very well is she uses the court to really to the full abilities. When she saw that Rybakina was very far behind the baseline, which is unusual, used the drop shot to perfection.
Yeah, that was a well executed, well chosen shot from Paolini. It's got her back to juice from two break points down. This is the first serve, though. Rybakina hops up and down from one foot to the other, about a foot behind the baseline, looking to move forward into this return. And she doesn't have to because it's a double fault.
And you know
Rybakina
why?
Then hits her with the ball.
Well, you know why she's double faulting? Because she's afraid now from the, yeah, the return of Rybakina, who's been much more aggressive. And she's trying to hit it deeper. So good on the Rybakina to have a little bit more of a awareness here.
Break point again, number three in this game. Serve onto the backhand of the Kazakh, just plays it back to the backhand. Up the line goes Rybakina, pulls Paolini out of court. The forehand across court from Rybakina is wide, though, and a punch of the fist from Paolini.
Yeah, and she looks very disgusted after missing that forehand, Rybakina. Still think that she should be closer to that line.
Yeah, you've got all that power. Why not just use it?
It's strange, definitely strange. I mean, you have to maybe feel like maybe she's not
feeling her best.
Yeah, but it keeps happening all the time against Paolini. She either retires or doesn't even show up on the court and has a walkover for Paolini.
Backhand from Paolini down the middle of the court, denying Rybakina the angle that she loves, but the big forehand from Rybakina, and Paolini equal to it from the baseline, then goes after a forehand of her own, but misses wide.
Mm-hmm. Paolini's going to ask the champ part to come down and check the mark, but you have the feeling that this one is
wide.
Wide
from here, I think.
Yeah. Talking about the time that they were supposed to play each other in Dubai, that's when Paolini went all the way and won the first title at the 1,000 event during the tournament. Rybakina, I think she had a GI problem, gastrointestinal problem. Didn't even show up on the court. That was bad.
Fourth break point chance in this game for Rybakina to get the break back in this second set, having lost the first 6-2. Paolini serves onto the sideline, but that is clobbered cross court for a winner from Rybakina, and we're back on serve at two games apiece.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why this didn't happen earlier, because, again, the second serve of Paolini and the fact that she was able to hold every single service game in the first set at love except for the last one to close it out. Seriously, it's got to be something in the Rybakina that just not showing up today.
She's been asked quite a few questions this week or this week and a half about her health recently because she struggles.
She does struggle.
She's not always well. And, she's had to pull out of some tournaments from not being well. And she doesn't. It's obviously a question she doesn't like answering, but she's been trying to figure it out, and maybe it's just a day where she's not been well. She didn't start feeling 100%.
Yeah,
I don't know if she's taken anything at any stage,
but she has retired in her career so much at the age of 24 already. That's
the serve at 15 love from Rybakina goes inside in with the forehand. A nice sunny day here at Roland Garros. The forehand long from Paolini. Sun and cloud.
13th time she has retired or had to give a walkover for a different reason. The gastrointestinal illness is coming quite a bit. The left thigh is coming quite a bit.
Yeah, no sign of any physical ailments in terms of injuries at the moment. No strapping or anything like that. But, she's a tall woman, 6 feet. She had some stomach issues as well. It's never easy to be 100%. Good serve onto the tee, and Paolini, trying to be aggressive with the return, sends it long.
This match is changing right here, and mostly because I think...
Just since we arrived.
Yeah.
Think it was us?
Of course.
40 love, Rybakina serving. Serve volleying on that point. Interesting choice. Drops the ball then, regathers it, gets herself together again. Second serve, good one right onto the tee. Barely short, Paolini just about reached it. Good backhand from the Italian, has Rybakina on the stretch on the forehand side. She slices it back, then she has to slice a backhand back. She's being moved all over the place by Paolini, who rips a backhand cross court. No chance of getting that one.
Yeah, that was a good answer from Paolini. And the only way Paolini is going to win this is by being obviously aggressive and especially moving. I think Rybakina used the drop shot. That's a very good play.
40-15. Big serve down the middle from Rybakina, but Paolini was way behind the baseline, had time to get it. Now she's back in the rally, but she's on the stretch. Rybakina attacking nicely and puts the backhand away. Drops the ball from her skirt, puts it back to the back of the court, walks to her chair with a 3-2 lead and probably feeling a lot better about things.
Yeah, feels like when Paolini was up 2-1, the alarm clock just went off for for Rybakina, and she just got up. She's just now definitely playing to the level that we used to. Let's see if the Italian is able to do something to contrast just a little bit of a more energized Rybakina.
Exactly. Played each other 3 times before. Rybakina has won both of the 2 clay court meetings. In Stuttgart this year in the quarterfinals in 3 sets, and in Rome last year in a tight first set, and the second set was pretty straightforward. And the only other time they played was on hard courts in Cincinnati when Paolini won when she was 4-6, 5-2 in the second set, and Rybakina quit.
And I think she quit because she had a shoulder problem. That's what I think. It doesn't actually say. I cannot try to find it out today, and somebody... I could find someone coming out with that. That's possible. She did have shoulder problem before. But in essence, when you think about it, Jasmine Paolini faced 5 times, really, Rybakina. But she's never really won all the way.
No, so she doesn't know she can do it.
She won those matches so without her playing.
Yeah. So she doesn't actually know she can do it. And that could be a factor here. She tries to... get this done as she starts her service game at 2-3 with a return over the baseline from Rybakina. Message from Erica. Merci for the ace commentary as usual. I'm about to get in the car to drive to a client, and she wants to know, how is it that Antoine is willing to eat stale bread to be ingratiated with you all, but he's skipping joining in on a delicious meal to go on a date? Come on, Antoine. Is it confirmed that Antoine's
we
going
don't
on
know
a date?
Where he's doing.
I mean, I made that
he's
up.
No, he's never said what he was doing.
I made that up yesterday, and he didn't deny it, so we'll say it's a
date. We have hired a few people to actually... We have different detective on it that...
Eduardo is questioning my maths here. So he's asking... He's saying that he thinks Paolini goes 11 if she wins today, but I think she goes above Collins... 13 points above it, according to the live rankings. So I'm going to stick with what I said. She'll go 10.
Sorry.
Take that, Eduardo. I'm only reading what's in front of me. Just like Ron Burgundy, but not quite as... the language a little bit better, I hope. Rybakina gone long with another forehand, and it's suddenly 40 love. Jasmine Paolini.
15 unforced errors from Rybakina off the forehand side. That 3 times the amount than Paolini. That's painful.
a little breeze today, isn't there? But she hits the ball so flat. I suppose if you're off target, it can really start flying. She can be devastating with that shot sometimes. The backhand, the more reliable wing. Serve from Paolini. Big forehand return from Rybakina, who then unloads on another one. It's too good for Paolini.
Yeah, let's not forget that Paolini spent 6 hours and 42 minutes on court versus 4 hours and 36 minutes for Rybakina. So you know that there's got to be a little bit of feeling in the legs as well.
Surprise, surprise. Played Andreescu and it went 3 sets.
Yeah, really. Well, because Andreescu, she's the...
She's not quite the queen of the three-setter. I did a piece on this yesterday.
Oh, you did? So
yeah,
where's Cornet on that?
She's not in it. Since 2017. It's 2 game points.
Oh, that's when you started? Yeah.
That's when the stats come from.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe if we go back a bit, she might be up there. As Paolini serves to the backhand of Rybakina, who goes inside in with the backhand. Well, that's a beautiful backhand up the line, on the line for Paolini.
Yep. So who won the contest of the three setters?
Peyton Stearns.
Really? Since 2017?
52% of her matches.
Ouch.
I think Andreescu was third with 43 or 44%.
Second?
No, second was Katie Vollinet.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine playing more than half your matches go 3 sets. That's hard, isn't it?
That is hard. Especially if you play in the majors, you know, takes a toll.
So Paolini holds with that beautiful backhand, and now we start the seventh game as Rybakina serving at 3-all and clobbers a forehand, but then the problem for her is that Paolini keeps getting them back and then she'll miss one as she did then.
Yeah, so flat, just flying through the air. And you would think that this kind of weather being drier and the ball getting, maybe, you know, you have to go with a tighter set of strings, but for Rybakina, this is perfect conditions for her.
Yeah, maybe she didn't make the adjustment. Serve down the tee, and Paolini, miles behind the baseline, doesn't quite get the strings on the ball.
Now, in contrast, Sabalenka has never, you hear me, never retired or never had a walkover in her career.
Yep.
That's impressive.
Yep. It's very rare.
It is very rare.
Roger Federer is the other one on the men's side.
Well, especially with duration. That's what's, you know.
Yeah, exactly, with a long career.
And a lot of matches near the top.
So down the tee and a netted backhand from Rybakina, and she's in trouble here, 15-30.
This is quite sad to see her just not being able to play her best. I mean, credit to Paolini, who's doing great.
It's inconsistency, isn't it? She's hitting some great shots and plenty of bad ones, making a lot of unforced errors, 26 so far in this match. Misses the serve out wide, going for the big flat one. Second serve, Paolini moves right up towards the baseline, looking to be aggressive inside the baseline as she attacks the backhand return. Whip forehand from Rybakina, who flattens one out cross court. Then she waits for the next forehand. It goes cross court on a short angle. Paolini gets there, but can't do anything with it. And the actual volley from Rybakina ends up being an easy one. It was well played by Rybakina. Good deal. Yeah, looking at the stats so far, as Sophie eats one of those financiers, that's why she's not talking, just to let you know. Good for you. Very sensible. Those unforced errors really hurting Rybakina. 27 in this match so far. Into the net quite a lot, 8 times. There's won 5 of them. Maybe that's against a person who moves well, a shorter person. Get in there, use your power. The wind rustles her dress. Second serve, good serve down the middle of the court. Return is straight down the middle from Paolini, who then blisters a forehand up the line. A real whip take back and pushing it hard on the backhand goes Rybakina, changes it up with a slice to the forehand of Paolini. You can hear the effort Paolini's putting in. Goes back behind Rybakina. Rybakina nets. Break point, Paolini. Great play from the Italian.
You know, we talk a lot about the acceleration and impact, especially from Rybakina and from Sabalenka. The arm, the whip, but Paolini on the forehand is exceptional. Whips it.
See, her take back goes way back past the parallel.
But then she drops the racket head below the level of the ball to make sure that she puts topspin in it, and then there's a really huge load of high action and forward. It's very beautiful.
Yeah, very flexible wrist. Serving Rybakina, 30-40, goes down the tee. It's a let. Fortunate for her, it was a good serve.
Huge opportunity here for Paolini.
Chance to go up 4-3. in this second set, having won the first 6-2. Rybakina flat serve down the tee. Huge forehand cross court, Paolini at full stretch. Slightly out of position, and the forehand from Rybakina is mishit wide. And Paolini does break for the second time in this set. She leads 4-3. Just a couple of games away from what would be a huge upset and a place in the semi-finals of a slam for the first time.
Just a slight bit of maybe a couple games that were brighter for Rybakina, but again, the movement of Paolini just bringing a lot of balls back, and of course the help of Rybakina. Too many unforced throughout this match. This is starting to really add up.
Mark is listening at work, Delta Airlines from Atlanta, Georgia. Cheers to everyone for such entertaining, insightful, humorous commentary. I take it you're not flying the plane, Mark.
Yeah. Well, you could still
you
have
could.
The radio.
I might get up a rest, can't you?
I'm not sure, actually. I think you're quite busy when you're in the cockpit.
I think you're probably right. Max is drawing comparisons between Paolini and Martina Trevisan, who, of course, reached the semifinals here a couple of years ago. Also with their height, Trevisan, 5'3", Paolini, 5'4".
Look, they're not the tallest. How about Cocciaretto is also small, but they all, you know, you think about the Irani, the Schiavone, not the tallest player. Father Panetta was taller.
Yeah. Panetta and Schiavone playing in the Legends. Doubles here. But you're right, most of the Italian women not that tall, but they certainly pack a punch. And it's Paolini serving at set and 4-3 against Elena Rybakina, number 4 seed, the former Wimbledon champion. As the sun comes out again, shine puts a lot of shine on the court. It's really bright all of a sudden as Paolini tries to keep the ball deep. Higher forehand from Rybakina, changing it up, but misses it into the tram line.
Yeah, I miss the queen of the slice backhand, though, Roberto Vinci. Oh, I do miss that.
Yeah, that was amazing, yeah. 15 love. Paolini serves. Just kicks her first serve to Rybakina and then hooks the forehand, but goes just long.
But see, Rybakina is not even noticing that serve, that first serve kick is coming so slow, 133K. And she's so far behind the baseline on the first serve.
She's not attacking it.
It's very strange.
Oh, Paolini's played a great match so far. Rose pointing out that if you're not playing well in the quarterfinal, this is likely to happen. Go Paolini. Come on, Rybakina, let's have a great match. Well, it's going to need something to change because Paolini's in control at 4-3, 15-0, but it's not a big lead. But that will help. Beforehand, inside out from Rybakina wide. Rybakina just wanders to the back of the court before turning around again.
Even the way she's hitting the ball, it's very soft comparing to what she's normally hitting the ball. I think her shots, it would be interesting to find out what the speed of the shots have been.
Sort of lacks conviction at times. Looks like she's just steering the ball instead of going for it. That's a better return. Pushes Paolini out of court. Now she's back in position as the Italian, but Rybakina slides into a forehand. She has to go across to a backhand. She goes straight down the middle with good depth, pushing Paolini back, but Paolini just standing her ground really well and then starts to attack herself. And the backhand from Rybakina in the end, the patience goes and then she breaks down and it's 40-15.
Yeah, she's not in position to go down the line on this. Why not, you know, accept a rally and keep going? There's got to be... I wouldn't be surprised if there's something, but I'm not sure she would say it.
Maybe it's just a bad day.
Yep, at the office.
Or not her best day.
It happens to everyone.
Paolini in her first quarterfinal is having a great time playing great tennis. 2 points for a 5-3 lead. Serve just plays it in. Rybakina gets the ball right onto the baseline. This time Paolini can't defend it. Pushes it long and it's 40-30.
Yeah, a little bit more power on the return. Pushes the Italian way beyond the baseline to try to get that ball coming right at her.
It's a sort of moment of truth for Rybakina if she wants to get it back into this match. Still game point, Paolini at 4-3. Serve to the backhand of Rybakina, and then Paolini pulls the ball on the forehand, but he's leaning back and pushed it long.
Remember, we talked about this, getting close and closer to the finish line with a 40-15 here. That's one forced, I would say, error, but this was an unforced error for sure.
Well, she's never been at this stage in a slam. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Trying to play as well as you can on the big occasion and handle the big occasion. serve is short to the forehand of Rybakina, and the forehand flies long from Paolini, who turns to her team in dismay. Just like the previous forehand, flies over the baseline. The crowd sensing Rybakina's chance here. Break point. Paolini serves, better serve, down the tee, and it draws the error from Rybakina on the forehand.
Huge mistake here. But a good serve,
much
right at the
serve.
Body, yeah, like the serve, was right in the right hip of Rybakina that was not able to get around that ball quickly enough. It's hard to do when you have a very tall frame.
Good change-up from Paolini, because all her serves this side of the court on the ad court have been just rolled to the backhand. Went for a bit more power. Then she goes to the forehand again at deuce. Forehand is just inside the baseline from Paolini, slightly off balance, but Rybakina trying to flatten out the backhand and go after it. She goes up the line with the backhand. Paolini again leaning backwards, forced backwards by the power from Rybakina, but she's equal to it so far. Ball drops short. Rybakina up the line. In she comes. Is she going to play a drive volley? No. She leaves it and it's out. And it's break point. Much better from Rybakina. Aggressive, showing her intent, looking to come forward. Forehand up the line's been good for Rybakina.
Yeah, that has been working. Now it's time for Rybakina to try to put at least the ball back in play if she has a first serve. Second serve's got to attack. Could look for a bigger margin.
It's going to be a big cheer if Rybakina wins this point to make it really competitive. Serve to the backhand from Paolini. She just steers the backhand into play. Forehand from Rybakina has Paolini reaching up high. Then Paolini goes back behind the backhand of Rybakina, who much better backhand cross court. She's got a shorter ball, doesn't really attack it. Paolini back in the rally, but misses the backhand. And Rybakina does break back. And we're level again at four games all.
And here's a good thing, it's new balls, so they are going to be changing balls. But I see Rybakina and Paolini going to their chair to change rackets. So you know the racket is going to be tighter. That might really help the game of Rybakina here. It's definitely very breezy down there. A lot of wind on the skirt of Paolini. You can tell that might have a factor down.
Erica thinks we've hit the nail on the head with Antoine's Thursday evening plans. Said he would have denied it if it was a date. If it wasn't a date. Yeah, exactly. That's what I think. But let's hope it goes well, eh? Good luck, Antoine. You're missing a very nice dinner. With all of us. Four all. Rybakina. Looking to get ahead in this set.
Are we going to the same place?
Yeah. Putting the pressure, trying to put some pressure on Paolini as the wind blows around court Philippe Chatrier and affects the return of Paolini, which doesn't get much depth. And Rybakina can lean into some backhands and start to push Paolini around. But Paolini is standing just outside the baseline, behind the baseline, doing all right, but then eventually netting the backhand.
Yeah, this could have consequences, this game where she was 40-15 up or 5-3 lead.
Yeah.
Ouch. Just gotta forget about it quickly. Stay the course.
Sitting
down.
Yeah, one of the things the best players do, forget about the bad things, move on quickly. Rybakina misses the first serve. Serve has not been as good as it normally is, devastating as it can be. That's a good second serve, though, from Rybakina. And she goes up the line with a better backhand, pulls Paolini out of court. The forehand up the line's long, though. It's 15-0. Rybakina's only been winning 30% of points on her second serve. That's very low for her. And even on her first serve, it's 64%, whereas Paolini's winning 67% on both first and second serve. That's not what you would expect in a matchup like this. 4-all, 15-all. Rybakina's first serve hits the tape, goes long. He bounces the ball. Turn of the shoulders, kicks the serve to the backhand of Paolini, who starts the rally with the backhand to the backhand of the Kazakhstan player as she pushes Paolini back to Rybakina. Backhand to backhand they go, then they up the line from Rybakina. Paolini pulls the forehand cross court, little flick of the wrist from Paolini, there's that forehand down the line again from Rybakina. It's good, gets a short response and the backhand goes down the line for a winner.
Wow. they want more tennis, more of that tennis.
Absolutely.
Starting to really be really behind the Kazakh.
Well, finally, she's letting loose on some of these forehands. The one down the line is really doing some damage. Open the court for the backhand. 30-15. Again, misses the first serve, 187 kilometers an hour. Second serve from Rybakina. Kicker to the backhand of Paolini, who pushes or makes it awkward for Rybakina with the depth that she gets and then goes up the forehand. Wow, that's a big forehand down the line. An even bigger cheer, a roar.
Such a fighter. And, you know, I love that she's really expressing herself out there on the court.
Bertiol getting another tight Rybakina service game. The man decides to leave the court. Where's he going? What are you doing? Missing a good match. Good serve this time from Rybakina.
Yeah, she's serving better too, I think, in this set. Rybakina starting to really put some fast serves. This one was 180k, 181k.
It's good on the angle as well. It's given her a game point. Misses the one out wide though. She's tried that three times in this game. Missed each one. Not quite in the rhythm. But still game point, second serve. Kicker again to the backhand of Paolini. He was waiting behind the baseline to attack it. Forehand from Rybakina across court. Forehand from Paolini goes long, and Rybakina does hold, and she moves ahead in this set. Having been 4-3, 40-15 down, she leads 5-4.
That is, again, another turnaround. We had it at 3-1 when Paolini was leading, and then it was eventually Rybakina coming back. 4-3 lead for Paolini, that chance 40-15 to lead 5-3, and asking the question maybe for Rybakina to serve to stay in the match, but none of that now.
There's some lots of doubles, lots of juniors going on as well around the grounds, and you already know, I'm sure, that Coco Gauff and Katerina Siniaková flew through their quarterfinal against Kato and Kishinok, love and two. But in the men's quarterfinals, the Australian Open champions Rohan Bopanna and Matt Ebden are involved in a tough one against Gilles and Fliegen of Belgium to settle. One love, Bopanna and Ebden on serve in the third.
There's Roger Vasselin, who's playing in doubles, mixed double with Sigemann against Ratliff and Venice. And they are one set all. They are in the
champions tiebreak.
Yep, 6-5 for Roger Vasselin and Sigemann. That's on court 14.
So, Paolini, having been within a point of a 5-3 lead, now has to serve to stay in this second set, having won the first. Pressure on the Italian. Wind again ruffling the outfits of both players. Serve to the forehand of Rybakina. Goes back behind her with a forehand. Huge forehand from Rybakina. She steps into a backhand. It's into the backhand corner of Paolini, who sticks out a racket. Rybakina was waiting in the baseline instead, maybe of coming in. And paid the penalty as she put the forehand long.
Another forehand. 22 forehands went out or missed in the net for Rybakina today. That's a lot.
Yeah.
The fact that she's still in this match with this amount of enforced errors is pretty amazing, actually.
Missed a chance there to come forward. Forehand return from Rybakina straight down the middle of the court. She goes down the middle again, so does Paolini.
And
just keeping the ball safe and deep, and Rybakina misses the forehand.
Throws a racket down on the ground. Bounced back into her hand.
Dirty love. Rybakina waits. A red racket shining in the sun. Big forehand return, but Paolini is there on the backhand side. Slice from the Italian. Cross court just inside the sideline. Then she goes cross court with a forehand. Rybakina at full stretch. Squash shots it back into play. Forehand in the net from Paolini.
Well, she went around her backhand to try to take that as a forehand inside out. Just one step. She needed to get a little bit more room between herself and the ball. Couldn't really get the racket through.
30-15. Paolini serving 4-5. Second set took the first 6-2. kicks the serve to the backhand of Rybakina, who gets good depth again and tries to bully Paolini on the court. She's got a short backhand to attack. She does cross court. She's got two set points. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. 30 all.
You were excited.
Calm down.
Though.
Calm down. Calm
you were
down.
Very excited.
I was. Well, it was much better from Rybakina. She really attacked that backhand. For a moment, I thought it had given her the. But it's got her back from 30 love to 30 all. So work to be done for both, but especially Paolini. The pressure on the Italian needs the first serve because she's starting to be attacked on the second. Serve is good. And they go to backhand rally. Backhand from Paolini is wild. It's long. And now it is set point. I knew it was coming.
You knew it was coming, of course. Crystal ball right there. That was a long backhand, and Paolini, a big, long stare at a box across from her. Wow.
Crowd giving.
See that one coming, the way she was playing.
Both players getting plenty of encouragement. Set point, Rybakina. First serve in the net from Paolini. Rybakina standing just behind the baseline, ready to move forward as she does to return the serve on the backhand, returns it straight down the middle of the court. Then she can open her shoulders on the forehand, goes inside out, backhand cross court behind Paolini's at full stretch. Rybakina comes forward, drive volley on the backhand side into the court, and the forehand goes long from Paolini, and we are going three sets here on court Philippe Chatrier as and Elena Rybakina hits back,
and zero reaction from Rybakina. Not one fist pump, not one come on, zero. It is absolutely amazing. I mean, maybe she doesn't have the energy to do so, but, you know, you're in such a battle. This is huge, the way she was able to come back in this match and push it in a third set. 34 and 4 series total for the racket, from the racket of Rybakina, for 18 winners. Much better numbers on the other side. 15 and 4 for 14 winners for Paolini, but this is now all about everything right here in this last set.
Yeah, well, remember, Rybakina doesn't celebrate wins, even titles.
I know, but still.
I know, it's odd. Don't get me wrong. It's very strange.
Her box did. The
yes.
Coach is on
her
his
box
feet.
Definitely did. Message from Lizzie says, good morning, friends, while the players take their break at the end of the second set. I'm curious if you think Ruud will struggle with having too much time off between matches. Will it disrupt his rhythm?
Well, that's always the question. Is it better to play or is it better not to play? But I think it's going to be fine.
Yeah. I think he would appreciate the extra day off.
Yeah. I mean, because they had tough matches, even though some of them might not look that tough, but I've watched a few of his matches against Fritz. I don't think it was that easy. I think it was a pretty tough encounter.
No, and of course, one half of the men's draw gets the 2 days before a semi compared to the other half. So they are used to being slightly out of whack. I think he'd appreciate it. He's had those tough matches he had.
Well, he had the one against Davidovich Fokina, sure, in five sets. That was tough. That was probably the one where he was pushed the most. But then again, in retrospect, the match against Taylor Fritz was...
Yeah, that was hard.
That was not easy, sure.
I think just looking at this draw.
Well, he did play Echeverri also. That was
Echeverri
a four-setter.
Was in four.
But that's it. He only had one five-setter.
Yeah.
So,
he's fresh.
The one who's not fresh, not so fresh, is definitely Zverev.
Yes.
That would be interesting to see what he does against Alex de Minaur. Looking forward to that one.
That's the night match tonight as we begin the third set of this quarterfinal with a forehand error from Rybakina. Yeah, there's a message from somebody asking if de Minaur, Peter, Sydney. Does anyone give de Minaur a chance? Yes, absolutely.
You don't get to that level of play and you don't get to quarterfinals without having a chance.
Well, and as you say...
Did she break the racket or the string?
No,
but she completely mishit the forehand.
Yeah, just hit all bits of the frame, I think.
Wow.
Love 30. Immediately at the start of this third set on the Rybakina serve. Yeah, I mean, Zverev's played back-to-back five setters, as you said, so de Minaur will be fresher. It's his first quarterfinal here. But he's got a chance, that's for sure, as Rybakina catches a ball toss that was drifting on the wind. Goes again. serves to the forehand of Paolini, who drops the ball short on the return. The backhand should be put away by Rybakina, but she stands in the middle of the court, disgusted as it hits the tape and goes wide.
You know, going back to the Minor, the only thing that might be, but I'm saying that really with a, what, maybe 20%